This is Chris Brooks. Thank you for listening to this edition of Equip. Be sure and subscribe for free so that you don't miss an episode. For more information, visit our website, equipradio.org. Well, hey there, friends. Welcome to another exciting edition of Equip with Chris Brooks. I am so thrilled that you've joined me today. Do me a favor, strap on your seatbelt. We're going to navigate through the contours of culture, as always, with the lens of the biblical worldview on. But before we do that, let me remind you, this is the day that the Lord has made. He has given it as a gift so that you and I can rejoice and be glad in it. So let's do just that. Let's follow the words of the Apostle Paul. Let's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Well, what a great day it is. I am fresh off of a trip to Ghana, West Africa, where I was able to celebrate along with some leaders from Moody Bible Institute, from my local church, Woodside Bible Church, and leaders from a great partner there, Theovision International, the graduation of about 500 pastors that Moody helped to train in Bible and theology for the work of the ministry. It was such an awesome time and experience. So grateful for Moody Bible Institute and all the work that they are doing around the world. But what a great day to come back. I got an awesome gift. I come with gift recommendations. I got an awesome gift. I know Father's Day is not really close. It's not too far away, never too early to think about Father's Day. But I got a great gift for the men in your life, sons, fathers, brothers, dads. It's going to be a great recommendation, and I hope that you will be blessed by it. But I got to start with the big news of the day. Millions are going to see a solar eclipse today. Some of you are even in the pathway of totality, as they describe it. If you're listening to us in Nashville or Indy or Cleveland, you are in that pathway along with many, many others, all the way from the Mexico coast all the way to the eastern seaboard of the United States, and even our friends in Canada. And there's a lot of things that have been written and said and speculation that happens. This is one of those events that, obviously, depending on where you live, is a once-in-a-lifetime type of event. I'll simply say this. I love what my good friend Jim Dennison, who's there in Dallas, Texas, wrote on this. I'd encourage you to check out a Dennison Forum article today on this. And one of the things that he brings out is that there's two things that the solar eclipse should remind us of. Number one is the majesty of God in creation. That God has made this majestic universe, and all of it points to him. And so I pray that that's not lost on you, that while you're observing this, or maybe even friends or family are, use it as an opportunity to talk about, yeah, our universe is wonderfully made, and it points to a great designer, and that is our God. And he reveals himself, by the way, through his son, Jesus Christ, and in his word, the Bible. But the other thing that Jim talks about that I love in his article is that it reminds us that some events we do need to get ready for. You know, I got friends who have special glasses that they've gotten ready for. Some gassed up their car last night and they drove to a special spot. And there's certain events we need to get ready for. And the return of Jesus is one of those events that I pray you are ready for. It may not be today, but the Bible tells us that he's coming back, and the way that we prepare our hearts is through faith and trust in him. Don't wait till the last minute. Get ready today so that you might experience communion with God through Jesus Christ. And so I encourage you towards that end. Now, to my recommendation, there is a new men's daily Bible that has been produced and published by Holman Bibles. It is the Christian Standard Bible version, that reliable translation that so many have grown to love and use in their daily reading of God's Word. And I am so excited to talk to you today about this phenomenal resource. It's the Men's Daily Bible. The general editor joins me today, Robert Wagamuth. Robert is someone who is beloved by this program, by many of you as well. He's the former president of Thomas Nelson Publishers. He's also the co-founder of a great publishing company, Wohlgemuth and Hyatt, back in 1992. It's a literacy agency. He also started back in 1998 in Wohlgemuth and Associates. Robert has been a part of so many wonderful projects, this being the latest, and maybe even, and I want to see what he feels about this, but maybe even the most significant project that he's been a part of. Robert is married to his beloved Nancy as well, who we also appreciate. Robert, how are you, brother?
Oh, Chris, thank you. Thank you. So good to be on the phone. Welcome home. Welcome back to Terra Firma. And did Jody go with you?
Yeah, she did not. She typically gets a chance to travel with me a couple times a year with the kids being at home. So she was back home, but I was sending daily updates, and she's always praying and doing such a great job as a wife and mother.
Well, and thank you for the introduction. First of all, I love you. You are my friend. I'm so grateful for all of the opportunities now the Lord has given us for our paths to cross. And it's amazing. You are a huge gift. The first time I heard your name was from Nancy. And she said, I'm not kidding. She said, Fabry and Brooks are the best.
Oh,
that's what she said. Yeah.
Well, that's Chris, you know, to be named in any sentence with Fabry is a blessing, and to know that Nancy said that blesses my heart. You've been a part of a lot of projects. I've had you on for books that you've written many times. Where do you rank this project, the Men's Daily Bible? I know it's hard because each one is unique and an expression of God's working in your life in that season, but where do you rank this?
Well, it's a collection. You're not going to be surprised by my answer. It's a collection of a lifetime of struggles and walking with the Lord and good things. And the death of my late wife, I tell that story. So, in many ways, it's sort of like the best of when you buy an album for one of your favorite artists, and you don't have to buy the individual records. You go buy the collection. I just said record. What's a record?
Those are making a comeback.
They are playing vinyl. What is this? Anyway, and it's because it's the whole point. This is a gospel tract in disguise. There's only one reason for this project, and that's to draw men into God's word. I mean, my words are interesting. Some of them are well written, as are yours. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's God's inspired word that really matters. So if this becomes a channel to get a man into God's word, that's a 10. That's a home run. That's a winner. So that's really what it's about.
Well, that's what we're going to focus in on today. And I want to open up the phone lines today. And this is really for men, also for women who have men in their life that they love. But I really want to create a safe place for men who say, I'm struggling engaging God's word. Or maybe even in a season of your life that Robin and I are so familiar with, where you are just in a time of questioning, uncertainty, maybe questioning the Lord, maybe questioning his goodness. Maybe you're just struggling spiritually as a man. But in particular, those who say, I want to have a deeper connection with God's word. I would love for you to call today. We just want to create a safe space for men to call, for us to be able to pray for you. And this is it. And I'm going to give the number. It's 877-LIVE-675. Simple number, 877-LIVE-675. That translates to 877. You get ready to write this out, 877-548-3675. And I would love for you to call, or if you are a woman who has a man in your life that you're praying will engage the word. I posted today on my social media that what my prayer is through this project, Robert, is that men would love God's word more, study God's word more, and live God's word more faithfully. And this morning even, I'm just going to tell you, I have the privilege of having two sons at home, and I get a chance to study God's word with them in the morning. And this morning, our study was in Proverbs, and I just have dedicated this year to taking my sons through the Proverbs. And I was studying with my older son Proverbs 16:7, and just asked the question, "What do you think this means?" And Proverbs 16:7 says that when a man's ways please God, he causes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Think about that, Robert. What a blessing that when our ways please the Lord, he will cause our enemies to be at peace with us. And so then I asked my younger son, well, how do you know how to please the Lord? Where do you find out the answer to that? And his answer was the right answer: in the Bible. The Bible gives us clarity on who the Lord is and how we can live in a way that pleases him. And I'm praying that this Bible will not only touch the hearts of men, but maybe even be a tool and a resource that fathers can use to engage their sons, Robert.
Yeah, that sounds so great. And the chance that you have to go through the Word with your sons, I mean, that's beyond description how amazing that is. The Lord's given me two grandsons, though he gave me two daughters, but now I have two grandsons. And this past weekend, we spent some time in God's Word and in the Men's Daily Bible.
That is good.
And it was a blast. I mean, it really works. What can I say? You know, it's amazing. So,
The Men's Daily Bible traveled with me to Africa, and it was a great resource for my daily time in God's Word. We keep saying daily. My daughter mentioned this morning. She said, "Dad, what does it mean that it's a daily Bible?" Now, I gave her my answer, but I want you, Robert, to give your answer. It may sound simple, but just talk about how the design of this particular Bible lends itself to it being a daily Bible.
Yeah. Well, that's where it has to start. My time in God's Word has to happen, and I'm going to say has to happen. I don't want to, like, throw down the gauntlet. But in order to grow, in order to get to know God better, it needs to be a daily. It's like meals. You can't skip a couple weeks. You grow physically by eating physically. I mean, eating each day. And so what makes it a daily Bible, and there's no reading plan. There are some wonderful reading plans. You can go online and find some great ones. I have used one. The one-year Bible I've used for a long, long time: Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. This one is a conversation with a friend. It's a cup of coffee between us. And remember, Jesus often, a bunch of these are in Matthew 13, would say the kingdom of God is like. And then what he would do is he'd tell a story, or he'd give an illustration that was familiar to the people listening. So a lot of those people were farmers or herders. And so he would say the kingdom of God is like seeds that fall on the side of the road, whatever, so that you'd say, oh, okay, I get it. I mean, the truth is, just between you and me, this is a daunting book.
Yeah.
It's huge. So, you know, I've had men that I know who have gotten their first copy and they've said, have you seen this thing? I have a very good friend who's one of his closest friends when he was in high school, came to faith in Christ. He found out, my friend did, and called him and said, did you get a Bible? He said, yeah, I went to a Christian bookstore and bought a Bible. And then he paused and he said to my friend, have you seen this thing?
It is. So it can be overwhelming.
Yeah. So the Daily Bible you're talking about is 1,600 pages long. Mm-hmm. So, but the idea is, if you've got a GPS, the trip doesn't seem as confusing or scary. Yeah. So this Bible has a companion, somebody that walks alongside, or in this case, sits alongside maybe, and says the kingdom of God is like. And I had the joy.
Yes, yes. Hey, can I just comment on that?
Oh, please.
Can I just comment on that really quickly?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
That is, I think, we've heard and read many reports for New Year's resolutions that the key to making it stick is to have a partner in the process. I don't care if it's fitness or a savings goal. You got to have a partner. And when you talk about this whole thing of breaking down a run or breaking down a trip into segments, where it doesn't feel as long. That's what Robert has helped to gift to men. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. We're also going to take your calls. Phone lines are filling up at 877-LIVE-675. Don't go anywhere. Much more to come next up on Equip with Chris Brooks. Friends, there's a special event for our monthly partners happening soon. Our next Equipper webinar is coming up on Thursday, April 18th, right after the program. Have you ever wondered how you can be sure that Christianity is true? Or do you wrestle with doubts about your salvation? Can you answer those who struggle with those same concerns? At this webinar, I'll address these topics and take up your questions as well. Equippers, look for an email from me with the registration details for this free interactive webinar. Not an Equipper and want to attend? Well, become a monthly partner by calling 888-644-4144 or online at equipradio.org. Welcome back to this big Monday edition of Equip. I talk about some of the big things that are happening today. There's sports events that are happening today. A solar eclipse is happening today. It's a great day to be alive, but this is also a great day for gift recommendation. And my gift recommendation for the men in your life is the Men's Daily Bible. It's by Christian Standard Bible. It's a Holman Bible resource. And I'm just going to say this. I think that it is great for men of all ages, all stages of life. Whether you're talking about a young adult who's in college, man, what a great gift to get as a young man in that season of life. Whether you're talking about some men who are in kind of the final lap of their life and wanting to finish well, what a great resource. And everyone in between, I just so happen to have the general editor with me today. Robert Wagamuth is with us. Robert, I want to take a phone call because men are calling in as we invited them to. And let me just reset. And then we're going to go to Alex, who's listening in Chicago. Let me just reset. If you're a man who's listening and you say, Chris, Robert, I wouldn't share this with everyone, but I'm struggling. I'm struggling spiritually. I know Jesus. I believe in him. But I'm just having a hard time staying faithful to his word, maybe reading it, maybe studying it, maybe even living it. And you just need some encouragement. We would love to be your prayer partner today. Here's all you got to do is call this number, 877-548-3675. That's 877-LIVE-675. We want you to call now. Let's go to Alex, who's listening in the suburbs of Chicago. Alex, thank you so much for listening, my friend. How can we pray for you today?
Oh, thank you very much for receiving my call. And this is a blessing from two esteemed gentlemen that I've listened to their ministries for, you know, several years. So thank you. I'm just asking for prayer for, I would say, rejuvenation. Recently, I lost my mom and my grandmother, her mother, within last year, and then my grandmother this year. And it's, you know, going through that experience is unique enough. But I just feel tired. I love the Lord. I love our Heavenly Father. I welcome the Holy Spirit. And I think it's just a compilation of things, just going through that. And then just the world issues, I just feel tired. And I'm hoping for this rejuvenation and more focus on, you know, the theme of heaven.
First off, Alex, I just want to say you're not alone, brother, and I'm grateful that your call got through as well. That just tells me God sees you. There's a lot of men who are listening to this program, and the fact that your call was top of our list, hopefully that's an encouragement to you today that God does see you and he cares. Also, one of the ways we want to bless you, and then I'm going to ask Robert to pray for you, but one of the ways we want to bless you is we want to give you a complimentary copy of the Man's Daily Bible. And maybe like me, maybe like Robert, other men, you can join us on this journey of engaging God's word. And I hope it serves as a blessing and encouragement. So after Robert prays, stay on the line, and our producer will get your mailing information. Robert, can you pray for Alex?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Chris. And thank you for calling, Alex. In fact, when you get your copy of the Men's Daily Bible, turn to page 1444. The article is called The Throne. And I tell the story of my late wife who had a red chair that she sat on every morning where she read God's Word. And I'd walk past her in the darkness of the morning, headed up to my office upstairs. And I figured, well, you know, my wife's got this part covered. I mean, I was writing Christian books, and I wasn't spending time in God's Word myself. So I, this lady, Bobby, stepped into heaven in October of 14. So the morning after her burial, literally, I walked back through the living room, and there was that red chair.
Yeah.
And the article on page 1444 that you're going to see, Alex, in your daily Bible is called The Throne. And I talk about stopping in front of Bobby's red chair. And the Lord says to me, Robert, you've been lazy. In fact, the article, the Throne article, starts with, on February 28, 1948, a lazy boy was born. That's the day I was born. And I have struggled my whole life with discipline, with doing what I know I should do. Romans 7, the Apostle Paul and I are companions in that journey. So you're in good company, man, and I would love to pray for you. But here's something that our friend Colin Smith says. I'll never forget the first time I heard it, and I've repeated it so many times. Every life change begins with a single decision. Every life change begins with a single decision.
Yes.
If you decide to lose weight or take a night course or spend time in God's Word like you know you should, you make that decision and life change is the result. So, and you're not making a decision for next week or next month. You're making a decision for today. So when you wake up in the darkness, hopefully it's nice and early tomorrow morning, you say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to sit with you. I'm going to open your Word, and I'm going to start something new. And my promise to you, Alex, is that God will speak to you. He will show up. He will be there in a way like you've never known. It's like any friendship. If you ignore it, it kind of gets soft. It kind of fades into the background. But if you keep it current, keep it up to speed, find yourself texting back and forth with this friend, your friendship is strengthened. So no different. God's Word, that's the way He speaks to us. Now, He also speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, in the quietness of our heart, through your pastor. He by the way of the Holy Spirit, He speaks to you as well. But there's just nothing like God's Word. I mean, Psalm 119, David talks about the lamp to my feet, the light to my path. He's talking about God's Word. So Chris and I are encouraging you. We are not spiritual giants. We are struggling sinful men. And we understand totally what you're saying. So maybe this conversation will be the spark you need to make a decision to do something different, to do something new. So that would be my prayer for you, Alex. So let me do that right now. Lord Jesus, you know Alex. You know exactly where he is. You can picture him. We can't. You know exactly where he is. More important than that, you know who he is, and you know the struggles of his heart. You know where he has failed and where he has sinned, and your grace is sufficient for all of that. So thank you for giving him the courage to dial his phone and to check in with Chris and me and to make a new resolution to say, you know, starting tomorrow morning, I'm going to open your Word and I'm going to get to know you better. I'm going to put the bad habit behind me, and I'm going to start new. And that's your promise. All things new, the scripture says, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. So thank you for Alex. Thank you for his open heart. I pray, again, when he hits the N key on his cell phone, that he'll know that you've been part of this conversation, and he will be inspired to start something brand new. We thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Alex, you stay on the line, as I said, brother, and it'll be our joy to get you a copy of the Men's Daily Bible. We want to encourage, excuse me, all of you who are listening to go to our website right now. You'll find out more at our website as well as our social media platforms on the Men's Daily Bible. And maybe you can relate to Alex all too well. Maybe life has been difficult or challenging and your rhythms of communion with the Lord have been disrupted. Or maybe, like Robert shared so honestly, it's been a struggle of discipline throughout your life. Or maybe you can be honest and say, Chris, I made some choices that disrupted my relationship with the Lord. Or maybe you're a dad who just wants to get his sons and grandsons getting going in God's Word. Wherever you find yourself today, I want to encourage you, go to our website, order your copy of the Men's Daily Bible. Robert Waldman is the general editor. You'll find out more. We're going to talk about some of those wonderful guides on the side, as I like to call them. It's a part of this project as well. Go to equipradio.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks. Taking your phone calls at 877-LIVE-675. For men or those who love the men in your life and want to see them loving God's Word, studying God's Word, and living God's Word, we're asking for you to call in for prayer today. Maybe that's just the simple request you have in this season of your life is I want a better relationship with the Word of God. I want to understand it more. Man, I know what it's like to read God's Word and walk away saying, I think there's more here than what I'm getting out of it. And praise God that the Spirit helps us to know God's Word better, to understand God's Word more faithfully, and that He places men in the body of Christ to be able to help us in that journey. And so we want to help you in that journey. Today, we want to pray for you in particular. 877-548-3675. We're going to go back to the phone lines in just a moment. I am so happy to be joined by Robert Waldman, who is the general editor for the Men's Daily Bible. Man, what a great resource. It's been refreshing in my life, and I want to pass it along to you all as well. You can find out more by going to our website, equipradio.org. It's equipradio.org. How many contributors in total? Talk about these great friends that come alongside to help.
What a great lead-in question, Chris Brooks. So the publisher and I were meeting before this, well, as we were getting this whole project started, and he said to me, I think we ought to have other voices than yours. And I said, great. There's no pride of ownership there. I totally understand. He said, yeah, we'd like to have, like, how about 50 of your friends contribute to this project? And I'm thinking, that will take so long. I mean, the people that I would love to talk to about this, pastors, authors, theologians, they're busy people. So, but I said yes at a weak moment, and I wrote to 51 of my friends and said, here's this project. And I would love for you to write, I'd be honored for you to write a 500-word piece linked to a scripture that's important to you, and we will feather that into the Men's Daily Bible. And so 51 of those emails went out to those friends. And this is such a humbling thing, Chris, but 50 of those 51 said yes, and you were one of them. So I am talking to one of the contributors to this project right now in speaking to you. And I reread your piece this morning. It's called Hope in the Face of Despair. It's linked to 2 Samuel 12, as you know.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
Your incredibly powerful story about your son. So that's a great example of how this Bible works, how this daily Bible works. There's a scripture, and it's about David's son dying, right? And you draw a parallel to your own experience of losing your son. So the guy who's reading this says, I get it. It's like Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like. And so when you mourn, you have a story of David and his son dying. But then it's here's Chris Brooks, my friend, who's going to tell me a story, a gripping, awful, painful story of his own son's death. So suddenly this black and white story that you find in your Bible comes to life. It jumps off the page because here's a man telling his own story of losing a son. Can you imagine? And now this, I'll never read 2 Samuel 12 the same way again, because I have a friend who lost a son and, like David, understands the level of grief that you experience when you lose a son. But you did that. You contributed. You're my friend, Chris. Thank you. What an honor to have you be a part of this project.
Well, I mean, I'm humbled to have done it. And I think about the others that have come along, Richard Blackaby, Kevin DeYoung, Bob Lapine. I mean, I love Bob. You talk about Al Mohler. That's just to name a few of those who have contributed to this project. And, you know, again, going back to something we were talking about earlier, you know, how do you run a marathon, right? And reading through the Bible can feel like that for so many. So how do you run a marathon? Well, I think, I've not done it, so I'm just going to speculate here. You got to break it up into some segments, and this daily approach helps to do that, breaks it up, bite-sized segments. And man, what an encouragement to know you're not running alone. And that's the message to me, Robert, is we're not running alone.
Exactly. That is it. This is a morning conversation over a cup of coffee, the guy that's got this Bible in his hand, and then a friend. And this guy realizes that he isn't alone, that he's got, in fact, it's interesting because you reference Proverbs 16:9, that you shared with your sons. So I turned to that scripture in the Men's Daily Bible, and the next page is a contribution by one of our friends, Webb Simpson, who's a professional golfer, and it's called My Brother on the Bag. And it's the scripture is Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a difficult time. And so it's Webb Simpson talking about Paul Tesori, who was his caddy. And so that, again, it's an aha for the reader. He says, oh, I get it. So there is a picture of a brother, in this case, a caddy carrying the bag for a professional golfer. It helps the reader to understand what the scripture means with a friend coming alongside saying, well, this is my story. So the scripture talks about a brother. Well, Paul Tesori is not his blood brother, but he's a guy carrying his heavy golf bag through thick and thin, rain and snow, right?
Yes.
And so that's the whole point. It's the look, the aha look on the face of the man reading this project or reading this Bible, saying, ah, I understand. You've given me a stepping stone, for another metaphor, across this river. You've given me a place to put my foot, and now I understand what this verse is about.
Man, I think of what a great illustration. Man, to be a caddy for a man, you know, and to just kind of help come alongside is such a great illustration and blessing. I'm looking at Michael Lindsay. I'm going to be with him and some of his leaders, president of Taylor University. He wrote about God's promise through transition. What a great article there. Byron Paulus writes about praying for revival. Man, you're talking about how many leaders out there that need to read just that one and what that does in your own heart. Al Mohler, how would you love to have him just share some keen insights on what it means to be a man? You know, I had a friend who told me he was fatherless. His father was not in the home. He had a dad that just wasn't present. And he said, Chris, I overcame that hurdle the day that I realized I had to be what I didn't see. I had to be what I didn't see. And that was a powerful statement. And yet God sent so many mentors into his life. How would you love for Al Mohler to be one of those mentors in your life? So, I mean, you can go right now to our website. We got links to ordering information. You can also find out more our social media page. I want to go back to the phone lines. I promised that I would. Denise is calling in, and I want to take Denise's call. She's also in Chicagoland. Hey, Denise, thank you so much for calling. How can we pray for you today?
I'm surrounded by males. I have a twin brother that I love. Yeah, I'm surrounded by males. I have four brothers. My twin brother, he has passed away. So I always have that nagging question of, did he really know God? I know we went to church, we went to Sunday school, but that's no guarantee that he gave his life over. So at the same time, my concern is I have two sons. I have 14 nephews. I have a lot of males that I'm surrounded by, and as your story before, I don't know what a good example of that means, because my father wasn't a very good example. So with all that being said, it's just I'm led to pray for all the males that I'm surrounded by, and especially my sons, my nephews, my brothers who are still living, you know. So I'm not sure how to pray, or just to say, you know, God, just be in their lives. I'm, you know, outside of that, it's nothing fancy that I can think of. That's except right. for I just need you in their lives, you know, however that manifests.
Well, good thing, Robert, is that we don't have to be fancy, do we?
That's exactly right.
That's so good.
And there is a sense, Denise, in which now you had a twin brother that that you lost. But when you know the men that you're describing, you know what they need. In fact, I wrote a blog post this past weekend for Revive Our Hearts for Nancy's ministry. And the title of it is, You Know What He Needs. You know what he needs. And I talk about the dentist, not my favorite place to go. But you're sitting in the dental chair, right? And the dentist puts his hand out. He's got a latex glove on, right? He puts it out, and the assistant slaps a tool into his hand because she knows exactly what he needs.
Wow.
That's the story of this project. That is, the men in your life, you know what they need. And to be a little presumptuous, it's God's word. This isn't the words that I've added, the words that Chris has added and the other contributors, they're ancillary. The core, the thing that really matters is God's inspired word. And this becomes a vehicle, an entrance ramp, if you will, into God's word, using stories that these men are telling about what the scripture means and how to use it and how to apply it. So God bless you, Denise, and all these men.
I hope
you feel safe surrounded by all these bodyguards.
Well, you know, I love that statement. I'm surrounded by men. And that's a statement we can all make. Think about
that.
Right. We're all surrounded by men. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, what type of impact are these men having on us, and what type of impact are we having on them? And to be brutally honest, our society has progressively over the past couple decades moved men to the peripheral. And there have been many, many things that have been noted and recorded about the crises that we're experiencing, in particular about our young men. And so I think this book is, and I say book, the Word of God is timeless. Amen. I think the approach to this men's daily Bible is for such a time as this. I think this project is totally timely. So, Denise, we're going to bless you with a complimentary copy, and I want to pray. Father, I thank you for Denise today. I thank you for the heart that she has for the men around her. May this request that she has to be a blessing to them be all of our hearts as well,
Amen.
All of our desires. And Lord, as you promised, you would hear our prayers. And so, Lord, we trust that you hear us, that you answer our petitions, Lord, when they are in accordance with your will. And so we simply pray for the men in Denise's life that they would love your word, study your word, and live your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you,
Denise,
Chris.
You stay on the line. My producer's going to get your information. Friends, we got to take our final break of the program. Robert's going to come back. We still have time. Take maybe another call or two. So 877-LIVE-675, that's the number. When we come back, we'll talk to you a little bit more about how you can use this. Because what my prayer is, I'm telling you, The guys in my church are getting this as a gift. Many of the men in my life, and maybe you can dedicate that this is going to be the gift that I'm going to invest into the lives of the men around me. I'm surrounded by men. What a great statement by Denise. What impact are you having on the lives of men? And what would it look like if you said, I'm going to make a list of 10, 15, 20 men and just get them this daily Bible? Oh man, what an impact and a blessing that would be. Find out more at equipradio.org. We'll be right back. If you want to read the Bible for all it's worth, it's helpful to have an experienced guide with you. Bible teacher Dr. Jim Coakley has written a book that will bring your scripture study to life. It's called 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible, and I highly recommend it for you if you want to understand and apply the Bible for yourself. Get your copy with a gift of any amount to equip. Simply call 888-644-4144 or visit equipradio.org. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks, 877-548-3675. Today, we're talking about this new great resource, the Men's Daily Bible. What's most important about it is the inerrant, inspired, infallible, eternal Word of God. It's the scriptures that build us up and give us an inheritance with the saints. The Bible tells us that. But along with that, are these wonderful devotional notes that are a part from 50 of Robert Wagamu's closest friends that he's reached out to. And I love this. The purpose is simple: to get the Bible and the life-transforming message it contains into the hearts of men. And so that's what the mission that we are on. And if you want to join us in this mission, please do so. You go to our website, equipradio.org, you click on program details, and you're going to see the image of the Men's Daily Bible there. You click on that, it'll connect you to links for the ordering information. And when I got my copy, Robert, the first thing I did after opening it up and looking through it was to begin to make a list of what men can I bless with this. I want to go to the phone line. Linda from Newcastle is listening. Linda, we got about a minute, but I wanted to get you on. How can we pray for you, Linda?
Okay, yes. I just was, my question was, did you think this was an appropriate Bible for young men graduating from college? Early 20s.
Yeah, of course. Yes. That's like saying, when would be a good time to start eating healthy? You say, well, look at your watch, right?
Okay.
Don't look at the calendar, okay. Look at your watch. Absolutely, yes. What a thrill.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I know so many men who wish they had gotten more serious about spending time in God's Word a long time ago. So what a great idea, yes. An enthusiastic yes to your question.
And I would say amen to that, and I would add this statement. There's a great, great leader from times past, Frederick Douglass, who said this: it is easier to build healthy boys than it is to fix broken men.
Wow.
And I want us to think about that. You investing into the life of a young man, what you just shared, the Word of God, is going to help him to avoid many, many heartaches that come along with sin. And so, Linda, bless you. I don't know who the college graduate is in your life, but Lord, may your hand of blessing be upon the young man that Linda has on her heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Linda, you stay on the line. We're going to bless you with a complimentary edition of the Men's Daily Bible. Robert, I'm going to give you the last word on this. What's your ultimate hope and desire? I mean, I know you'd love to get in about 7.8 billion people's hands.
Yeah.
But apart from that, that would
be everybody. Yeah, my hope is that men who thought or who think the Bible is just too daunting, it's for other people, that they would discover that the truth of God's Word has something to say to them. And, you know, the a trip of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You begin to expose yourself to God's word. And here's a wonderful thing that will happen. This is how this Bible came to be. Again, I said that Jesus would say the kingdom of God is like. What I would love is for a man to get this Bible and read the daily insights that talk about, in many cases, my stories and illustrations and metaphors and so forth. But then they would think of their own life. And my life is, I mean, if I were to write the daily insight for this scripture, this is what I would write. I mean, I would love a sequel to this daily Bible, Chris, to be men who read God's word yes. in a new yeah. way and saw themselves in the story and had things to say about how this applied to their own life. I mean, that is a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. That would be incredible. That's really yes. all this is. This is just
yes.
Me saying, Lord, speak to me. And what does this mean in my life? And what could it mean in another so man's life? That's my dream.
Well, I'm constantly, I've had years and years of studying God's word. I'm constantly looking for resources that can help to re-enliven my engagement of God's word. And in this season of my life, the Man's Daily Bible has been that. So I just want to say to all my friends who are pastors and leaders who listen to this program, we can't just look at God's word for sermons. It's easy to fall into that trap of just reading God's word for sermon outlines. You need to hear God speaking to you as a man, as a son, as a husband, as a father. So I recommend it to you as well. Find out more at our website, equipradio.org. Robert, thank you for joining me. Pass my love to Nancy. We appreciate you guys so much.
Will do. Thank you, Chris. I love you, my friend.
Friends, enjoy the solar eclipse, but remember, more importantly, spend time with Jesus. Until we're together again next time, as always, this is Chris Brooks saying, God bless you. Remember, this is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.